Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. We're starting from text 80. Naham vipro na chanarapatir, napi vaishyo na sudro, naham varni na cha griha patir, no vanaprasto yatir va. Kintu prodyam nikala paramananda purnamritabder, gopi bharta padakamalayor das das anudas. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, quote, I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Purport. This is verse 74 from the Padyavali, an anthology of verses compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada often quoted this verse, especially the last line, Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. And the idea is that we do not connect directly with Krishna, but we approach Krishna through the servant of Krishna, and not even that, just the servant, but the servant of the servant. So we identify ourselves as Das Das Anur Das. And the first part of the verse is also significant. Lord Chaitanya is saying that in the ultimate sense, he's not a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Sudra, not a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. But ultimately, he's a servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis. So he says that elsewhere, Jivara Swarupahoy Krishnara Yadas, that our ultimate identity is of eternal servant of Krishna. So ultimately, we're not, we're not ultimately part of the Varnashrama system. But while we're in this material world, even though we are eternal, all eternal servants of Krishna, we behave according to these designations because that's conducive to developing this mentality of being the eternal servant of Krishna. So even though Lord Chaitanya was saying, I'm not a sannyasi, he behaved, like a good sannyasi in society, even though that's not his ultimate identification, he behaved like that. So ultimately, we may not be man or woman, black or white, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. We may not, that's not our ultimate identification, but we, as long as we're in this material world, in the material bodies, it's helpful to observe those distinctions. Text 81. Having recited all these verses from Scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 82. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Purport. If a burning cinder of a firebrand is whirled about very swiftly, it gives the appearance of a circle of fire. This is called alata akara or alata chakra, a firebrand circle. The whole circle is not actually made of fire, but is a single fire in motion. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a single personality, but when he danced and jumped high in a circle, he appeared like an alata chakra. So I'm trying to picture that. So it's like he was, like sometimes, when people are in different intoxicated states of mind, like if somebody moves their hand, they see not just the hand, but, like a whole circle. So Lord Chaitanya was like that, but he was glowing like a fire. Must have been an amazing sight. Text 83. So is Omkar here? I'm not sure how far I'm supposed to read. Okay. All right. So text 83. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with the hills and seas appeared to tilt. It's like here in the temple room when the devotees get going sometimes. Maybe it's an illusion, but sometimes I feel like the floor is tilting. Is it? Yeah. Text 84. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs on his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, changed color, and sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Text 85. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Text 86. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Text 87. Advaitacharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, the devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. So this is like the Lord's security detail. You know, in the news, there's been something about, you know, the Pope going to Brazil and being, you know, surrounded by huge crowds of people. And, you know, they have a ring of security guards around him. So Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he was dancing, his leading followers formed a circle to check the crowd from coming too close. You know, when there's some famous personality, that often happens, the crowds want to rush up. So it must have been an amazing sight. You know, the millions, hundreds of thousands of devotees there uproariously chanting, and Lord Chaitanya is dancing ecstatically as described, but he's got rings of devotees around him to keep the crowds from coming too close. Text 89. All the devotees headed by Kashishwar and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Text 90. Maharaj Pratiparudra and his personal associates formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowds from coming too near. So it's nice to try to actually envision this. Text 91. With his hands on the shoulder of Hari Chandana, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. Text 92. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Hari Chandana touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. It's a little, you know, these things happen among the devotees sometimes. You know, the king, he's trying to see Lord Chaitanya. Srivas steps in front of him. This other devotee is, you know, like sometimes we see it, you know, some sannyasi or person comes in and somebody stands in front of them, you know, blocking their view of the deity, so somebody comes like that. So what's going to happen? Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. And he was pushed, and after he was pushed again and again, he became angry, transcendentally. And then it gets even heavier. Text 95, Srivas Thakur slapped Hari Chandana to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Hari Chandana angry. Text 96, As the angered Harichandana was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. Text 97. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." So in that way, he diffused the situation. Text 98. Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. Text 99. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we sometimes see this in the progression of the Rath Yatra chariot parade. You know, at times, Lord Jagannath stops to watch the dancing of the devotees. Text 100. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. Text 101. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen on his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Text 102. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs on his body stood on end. His body resembled the simile, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Text 103. Indeed, people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Text 104. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds, "Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga," in a voice choked with ecstasy. Text 105. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Text 106. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, and his luster resembled that of the Malika flower. Text 107. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying that all these things were happening simultaneously. Although he's describing them one after another, actually they were all taking place simultaneously, all of these ecstatic symptoms. And you know, maybe some of us have experienced different pale reflections of these things. I mean, sometimes we get goose pimples. Sometimes the hair on the body stands on end. Sometimes we're perspiring. Sometimes if we're cold, our teeth are chattering or something. But all of these things were happening simultaneously in the transcendental body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they aren't material symptoms. They're symptoms of spiritual ecstasy, of this overwhelming spiritual ecstasy on the transcendental platform. Text 108. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Text 109. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. Text 110. The foam fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda, because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. Text 111. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. Text 112. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. So Lord Chaitanya goes through this episode of tumultuous episode of dancing, displaying all these ecstatic symptoms, and then he calms down and asks to hear some verses sung by his close associate, Swarup Damodar. So, text 113, Swarup Damodar recites the verse, "Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and withering away." Purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, "Now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again." So this is part of the internal meaning of the Rath Yatra festival. It's kind of reenacting this kind of situation where Radharani and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they came out of Vrindavan because Krishna had gone away. You know, Krishna had passed his early years in the village of Vrindavan with the gopis and gopas, the cowherd men and cowherd women, and displayed pastimes of loving devotion with them in that rural setting. And then he had gone out of Vrindavan, apparently, and taken up the life of a member of the royal order in the big cities, and you know, like a powerful prince. And it, so on some occasions, like on this occasion of the solar eclipse, you know, the people of, it was customary for people from all the places, the cities and the towns, to come to Kurukshetra to bathe during the solar eclipse. So the people from the villages like Vrindavan came, and also the members of the royal order from the big city, and stated that Krishna came, his brother Balaram came, and his sister Subhadra came. And the residents of Vrindavan, especially Srimati Radharani, saw them, and Radharani was expressing her feelings, her separation from Krishna. And you know, the Rath Yatra is the attempt of the residents of Vrindavan to take Krishna from this place, Kurukshetra, back to the village of Vrindavan. Text 114. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss, so the dancing starts up again. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. Text 116. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. So sometimes he's going to the front, sometimes he's going to the back. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. Text 118. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Text 110. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his cart. So sometimes, yeah, we have in, you know, the temple dancers, you know, who come and they dance pastimes between Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also doing that. He was in his, he wasn't just wildly dancing this time. In the previous description, it seems he was just, but this time he's acting out the exchange of loving feelings between Radha and Krishna at Kurukshetra, according to that verse. But here's the purport to this text. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes in Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, That is Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gudicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. So if you go to Jagannath Puri, as some of you have, you see at one end of this big, long road, wide road, there's the Jagannath Temple, which corresponds to Dwarka. And in the procession, the deities are taken to the Gundicha Temple at the other end of this long boulevard, which corresponds to Vrindavan. So our festival starts at the city hall, which corresponds to Dwarka. And then it goes to the pavilion with the palm trees and everything, which corresponds to Vrindavan. So we can meditate on that. We're taking Lord Jagannath from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Sri Kshetra is a place of Aishvarya Leela. So Aishvarya means great opulence. Just as Vrindavan is the place of Madhurya Leela, the place of feelings of loving, transcendental loving devotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya was dancing behind the cart. Lord Jagannath was going ahead. So that's to be taken as Lord Jagannath forgetting the residents of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Ratha Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Ratha Yatra car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. So, to test Krishna, Jagannath, Radharani, form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would go behind the cart to see what he would do. If he just kept going ahead and left her behind, that would show one thing. But he didn't. He would stop and let her come in front again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would deliberately go behind the cart to see what would happen. But then the cart would stop so that he could come up in front again. So, according to this, Lord Jagannath passed the test. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not be satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I stopped at text 120 for the next reader. Haribol.